Okay, good morning to those of you I didn't say good morning to about a half an hour ago. We are obviously very pleased. We had a wonderful week in the Bay Area. Everybody in the Bay Area did a terrific job. It was a perfect celebration for Super Bowl 50. It was the people here, the public-private partnership was really quite extraordinary. And of course, the Broncos and the Panthers did their part and had a memorable, exciting, tough defensive battle. But it was a game I think we'll always remember for quite a while, and great performances both individually and by the Broncos. The good news is the fans seem to agree. We've had initial reactions on the ratings. We are competitive, at least, if not the most watched television show in history. They'll be very close when we add in the digital platforms that we are now working so closely with. I clearly believe this will be the most watched Super Bowl in history. So the world had an opportunity to see it. I think it was a great event all around, and we're very pleased. And, of course, we want to thank and congratulate the Broncos. Their third Super Bowl, 8 appearances, I believe, which is tied for the most appearances in a Super Bowl. It's just the kind of organization the Broncos have. It speaks volumes about their success and what they mean to the Denver community, and I think on a national basis. I don't know if John's here this morning. I haven't seen him, but to John Elway, congratulations. To be the quarterback of the first two Super Bowl victories and then be the architect of the third as a general manager, I think it speaks volumes about John Elway and his abilities to contribute on so many different levels to an organization and to the game of football. So to John, congratulations. And to Coach Kubiak, who I know is here because I had a few minutes to spend with him this morning, someone that's contributed both on the player side and now the coaching side, for Coach Kubiak to be the first individual as a player and a coach to reach the Super Bowl, that's just an extraordinary accomplishment. And, Coach, congratulations to you and your leadership of the Broncos. And, of course, we saw an amazing performance by Von Miller yesterday. What an extraordinary young man. What an extraordinary player. He played his lights out and led his team to what many would say one of the best defensive performances in the history of the game. It was that kind of performance. And Vaughn is the, I believe, 10th MVP to come from the defensive side of the ball. And the kind of individual and the kind of individual performance that I think will be remembered by all. I remember meeting Vaughn for the first time when he came in for the draft. I think it was 5 years ago at Texas A&M. And when you met Vaughn, you recognized that he had a sense of purpose. He was a young man that understood what he wanted to accomplish both off the field and on the field. And he continues to do that. He continues to impress us. And the kind of young man who plays this game and plays it at the highest level and does it off the field also. So, Vaughn, we're proud of you. You did a terrific job yesterday, and we're glad to give you the MVP trophy. So come on up and get it.